Welcome to Tips from the Server Room. This podcast is designed for all you systems admins, network specialists, or the guys and gals out there in the office who handles it all. Sit back, relax, grab a beverage, and enjoy Tips from the Server Room. Yes, welcome back once again to Tips from the Server Room. This is show number 8, and tonight we're going to be talking about backup and how important that is and what we can use to back up our servers and be able to do that properly and without great expense, but to make sure that we do it in a proper fashion, because there's so many different backup softwares out there and so much stuff that we can use to back up our servers. But, some of them are not as good as the other ones. Before we get started, I do want you to come over to my website here and check it out. I'm going to bring that up on screen here. And this is it. It's tipsfromtheserverroom.com. This is where you'll find all these great shows, all these podcasts. You can also download these on iTunes, and I hope you do subscribe to me on iTunes. We're trying to make one of those top-rated shows. I never seem to hit that niche mark with any shows out there, but definitely check it out there on iTunes. But if you want to come here occasionally, as you see here, I put pictures on here from our network. These are different pictures here from a show we did past year called Switches and Fiber, and we talked about switches and fiber optics. But what I really want to point out here is to help these shows out, and I know you buy a lot of stuff from Amazon, we all do. I have my Amazon link over here on the right, so if you could, maybe bookmark that and use that Amazon link whenever you're going to make any purchases from Amazon. It definitely helps to show out. And I do hope, once again, you subscribe to the shows. Okay, so as I said, tonight we are going to be talking about backing up your servers. We can also use some of this. I'm going to show you a product that I like to use to back up your workstations. So either one of those two you can use for either servers or workstations. And the program for the workstations we also use on the servers. So there's a lot of different options you have there. Now, this is a live show tonight. I'm doing these live on Justin TV just to be able to maybe have some interaction and give you a place to check out these podcasts. So on Wednesday night, if you are listening to this show recorded, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you go to justin.tv/JaxTechCorner, you can see me live doing this actual podcast. And I do have the chat room open. If you have any questions during the show, by all means, throw it in the chat room, and I will answer you and get some interaction going. Also, one other note before we get rolling here is if you have a question and you want to call it in, I like to get voicemails, as I'm sure many, many podcasters out there do. Voicemails help the shows along greatly because it gives us some interaction with you, the viewer out there. If you have a question later and you say, well, I got a pretty good question, just call my Skype number. You can either just use Skype, and the name is Jax Tech Corner, pretty obvious. Or you can pick up your cell phone and just dial 724-701-0911 and leave a voice message for me, and we'll play that on the show. So we'll get your voice out there on the show. Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is something that's old school, and you may still be using it out there, and you may not. But a lot of companies are still using it out there, and I just kind of grimace every time I think of this, people using these. But what I'm talking about is tape backups. Now, you might be an old school technology director or an old school network administrator. I've been doing this a long time, and I used a lot of tapes out there. And I used a lot of different software for the tape backups, and I'm sure you have your favorite. I know one of the big ones out there is CA, I believe it was. CA is a big one out there, as well as many other decent companies. You can even use the one built right into your Windows servers, and I'm sure Linux servers have something built in that you can back up to tape. Now, there's a few issues with tape. We're going to bring a tape drive up here so we can show you what we're talking about. I'm sure you're familiar with these. Let me bring this camera up here. There we go. So this is our tape drive. Our normal tape drive is right here. Let's see if we can bring this up a little bigger. There we go. Yep, that looks all right. Now, this looks like it probably could be an internal or external tape drive. Couple different views of it there. And it's just the standard little cassette tapes that go in there. The standard backup tape. Now, here's the problem with backup tapes, folks. They tend to wear out. People don't tend to replace them. You know, I used to have a yearly rotation. And most people will tell you to have, this could be unorthodox, to have 7 tapes. I don't know how many of you work on the weekends. We traditionally do not in our business that we're in. So there's nobody there on Saturday and Sunday anyway that changes the tape. And we don't really have a lot of backups going on Saturday and Sunday because of the main reason is there's no new data being written to the servers. So there's nothing really being backed up. Now, what I'm talking about, you would have to go in and change that tape on the weekends. You were supposed to be 7 days. So the best way, the best policy I would say to do this is have a 5-day rotation. You know, you'd have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, you do have to put this in your calendar somewhere or in your smartphone and be able to write this out and say, look, I have to go change this tape at the end of the day. Now, here's the other bad part. If your server room should ever catch on fire, and we hope that doesn't happen, or if there's a flood, which in the part of the world where I'm living at right now, there has been numerous floods. There has been hurricanes and natural disasters. It's wiped out whole entire server rooms. And guess what, folks? There goes all your tapes with it. They're all gone. They're ruined. So there goes all your backups, everything that you hoped and dreamed. And I said if that ever happened when I walked in and my tapes were all fried and in the server room, then I would just quit work altogether and not come back. Because you're probably, there's a good chance you're probably going to get fired anyway. So I would not rely solely on tape. If you do use tape, there's a couple other scenarios, and I'm going to show you one scenario that you can use, I think as a great backup policy or strategy that you could use, but the other solutions I'm going to show you tonight are better solutions and it's more hands-off. I like my backups to be hands-off, and also I require my backup solutions to email me if something's wrong so that I can go in and correct it. Today we had a problem, and we'll get to that when we get to the one backup system, and I'm going to tell you about the problem that we had today. And it's still there. The problem's still there. It's still not solved. So I'm still working on that problem for our backup strategy. But anyway, that is the tape backup. There has been numerous problems with tape backups. And the one problem I always had is every time I always go to retrieve data, I call tape a false sense of security. And maybe it was just the crappy software I was using. I don't know. But anyway, when you go to put the tape in the drive, I would always get this wrong set. Wrong data set. I mean, what the heck does that mean? And you kind of get confused because it's like, okay, I know I want to pull the data back from Monday. So I would put Monday's tape in. Or I would put Tuesday's tape in, right? If you're backing up at 11 o'clock at night or whatever. So it may be on Monday's or it could be on Tuesday's tape. You go to pull that file back. Let's say it's a HR file from your HR department. And you find out it says wrong set, wrong data set, wrong timestamp, whatever, and you can't get that data back. That's why I said tape is a false sense of security. Yes, it does run every night. Yes, tapes do get ruined. I mean, they're, you know, you get it around anything magnetic, a magnetic pool anywhere. You're taking a big chance with those tape drives. So if you have a tape drive, keep listening to this podcast or keep watching this video. Just to throw it out there, this video is also going to be up on YouTube. So if you want to watch me as I did this show live, you can see me on YouTube. But on these tape drives that you're seeing here on the screen, be very careful. And if you do use tapes, buy new tapes every year. And don't skimp. Don't buy cheap tapes. I know you can get good deals on them. You know, off of eBay, you can get, you know, a case of 24 tapes for $15. Don't do that. Buy some really, really good tapes from a really reputable dealer. And make sure that they're going to work for you. But change them out at least every year. Every 6 months could be better. But, you know, that's my spill on tapes and how they need to, or maybe you need not to use those. The next one I thought I would tell you about is another local backup solution. And it's called Cobian's or Cobian. It's C-O-B-I-A-N, soft. Cobian Soft. Now, I've used this software for years, and I see here now breaking news. It says the source code is not for sale. So if somebody out there would like to buy it, by all means, you can buy the software and maybe work on it yourself. All right. So this software runs on either, it runs on Windows. So if you're using any Macs or your network, you're kind of not going to be using this. But on your servers, it does run on Windows. We ran it on Windows Server 2000. We ran it on Windows Server 2008 R2. And imagine it would run just as well on Windows Server 2012 on the new edition. So it, but it also works all the way down to the workstation. So if you if you're out there and you're a systems administrator and you're working for a very small office and you're using Windows, maybe you're using workgroups, you're not using a server, you do have the option to use this and back up. Now, I do like this solution for a couple reasons. I recently put this in a doctor's office I contract with, and there's one main computer doing a host of stuff. And that's like many offices. There's an office manager doing many different things, and what she's responsible for is her QuickBooks. And we needed a way that she backs up QuickBooks every day, and she's really on top of it, and she's really good, responsible person to keep a backup. She puts on a thumb drive, and she even takes that home with her. But I wanted stuff like that she wasn't backing up, stuff like her PST file in her Outlook to be backed up. I wanted stuff on there, her files, all of her documents to be backed up that she doesn't ordinarily back up. So what we did was we put an external hard drive, USB hard drive, onto her tower, just set on top of it, plugged it in, and you set this Coben software up, and it allows it to go and back up everything that you set up. It's an auto task, and it'll put it wherever you want it to be put, even on a network storage. So it's really, really handy. It works really well. And then what I normally would tell her to do is, hey, you know, make sure you take an external backup drive home with you, because if you come in the morning and your office is burnt down, you're back to the same place where you were with tapes when we had tape drives. So there's another great thing you can use. And the way we use this in our network when we did use it was, we have a couple different solutions that we backed up to. The first task would take all of the backup content that we wanted to back up, and it would push it over onto a NAS drive, a network attached storage drive. And that is in our same rack that the servers are in. But then we have another office, and you may have this. We have another building, not far, but it would be out of the building. So we put another storage server in the other building, and we had it backing up across the network, across our fiber optics at night, and it would throw the backup copies into the other building. Another great solution is to get this thing away from your main server. And that's where the next backups are going to come into a lot more sense for you for off-site backup. It just makes so much more sense to do off-site backup than what it does to do on-site. I've walked into networks and where people are backing up onto the same hard drive. That's scary, because if that hard drive goes down, guess what? There goes all your data anyway. So you really didn't do anything out of the ordinary or anything fantastic to help anybody, because you just blew the whole entire project. Not a good idea. So this is great software, like I said, and right now, as far as I see, it's still free. He is accepting donations, and I suggest you send him a couple bucks. It's really great software. It works really, really well, and it just sits on your server, on your Windows machines. It works on XP also. It'll work on, you know, Windows 8, and it runs great, even Windows 7, and just backs up your stuff for you. So there you go. Okay, the next place we're going here now is we're going to start talking about the almighty, the catchphrase that everybody loves to hear, and it's called cloud-based storage, right? Or off-site backup. This is the cream of the crop. This is what you want to do. You want to do this off-site backup, because when you're backing stuff up, you don't want it on your server. You don't want it in your server rack. You want to take it and get it out as far as you can away from your facility. I've seen companies that had their servers in the basement and they had another machine upstairs backing up. Well, guess what? Fire goes up, just like a chimney. It goes right up, and it took out both of their servers and all their backups. The first one we're going to look at here is a cheap solution. It works well. They do have business class solutions. I've used this in a couple businesses. And they do have home-based solutions, which if you're a home user, you can set this up. And it works well. It is called Mozy, M-O-Z-Y. And it's very popular. They got great products on here. We'll look at some of the products here. Let's see here. Business server. I don't even know what this costs anymore. If they'll even show us pricing, probably not. Yeah, they got some pricing on here. Let's take a look here and see what they're selling this for today. All right, so today they're showing you how many computers will you back up one, how many gigabytes you put that in. There would be 20. Do you need to back up servers? Yes. So it's saying 50 gigabytes is your best plan. And a one-year plan, you're looking at about $300 a year. So $300 a year, and you're covered. And what's nice about this is you can do a restore. You can actually do a restore from wherever. Wherever location you are, you can actually restore a file back to somebody's folder because it's web-based. It's a web-based restore, and it works really, really well. So Mozy is one of them that I've used. I set this up in a few businesses, and I do recommend it because it does work. It's one of those set it and forget it, and you just move on with your life. Again, if anything does go wrong, if they lose connectivity to one of your servers or something goes crazy or wrong, they do have a feature in that will email you and say, hey, look, check your server. We have an issue, and you can check that out and fix it. The next one. The next one you hear on just about every single radio station, every single podcast talks about this stuff. And this is called Carbonite. Carbonite has been around a long time. I quit using them, and the reason I quit using them is being a vidcaster, such as these shows. What was happening was they don't by default back up your video. And my videos are very important because those are things that I want to maintain and keep. And I want to keep that on my online storage or my online backup. Actually, I'll show you another one that I use here. Let's see. I'll show you that in a minute. But this one also works very well. Carbonite works for businesses. We've used it in businesses before. It does work on Mac and Windows, so you can use it on both platforms. It looks like the business platform here is starting for 250 gigabytes of unlimited computers. You're paying about $230 a year. That's a small peace of mind. $230 is nothing to a business. So very, very small peace of mind for you to be able to back this stuff up. What's also nice is you can back up, like I said, all computers. So it says unlimited computers. So you can even go down to the individual computers if you want to and back up. Like if you're using Outlook, which that could be a whole other show. I don't recommend that. But you can back up your PST files and keep those safe. So the one I wanted to show you that I don't have up here right now is called the one I use on my home computer is called iDrive. And iDrive, traditionally, you would hear that and say, oh, geez, that's just for the Mac. But it's not. It's for Macs and Windows. You can get this either one. And the reason I started using this is because you set your backup options and they don't care really what you back up. All of these used to be unlimited data, but now you'll find that most of these anymore are limited data. There it goes. So anyway, just seeing how these are coming up here. What is going on with this thing? All right. So yeah, most of these are unlimited data, or they were unlimited, but they're no longer unlimited data. This pro business plan here starts at, looks like it's $99, $100 a year for 100 gigabytes. So you have a great option there to be able to do 100 gigabytes there for it for very, very inexpensive cost at best. So, you know, for $99, it works very well. Actually, let's see what I bought here. I bought this actually 500 gigabyte one for personal use. I pay $150 a year. But 500 gigabyte gives me all those options I need to be able to back up. And I'm just trying to see why my thing here is not keeping up. Let's see if we can change this window. Let's see here. See if we can change this window here and get back on this screen here. There we go. see where we're at now. All right. So anyway, I don't see where it's changing here. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's not changing on my screen. Ah, there it goes. Now it changed. Okay. So it finally changed anyway. But the one I'm using right now is this 500 gigabyte plan. It's $150 yearly. But that allots me a lot of room for my video content because I have a ton of video content and I want to make sure I can store that and not to worry about it. Business plans get a little bit more costly over time, depending on how much you back up. So when you're writing your backup strategy, when we do our backup strategies, we make sure that we type up what we're backing up so we know what's going out. We don't back up stuff like people's videos, people's music collections. That's going to cost you money in the end. So keep those somewhere and just have a folder in each person's folder for documents. Back up their documents. That's about all you want to do. Any financial files or anything, you want to keep those. But anything else, stuff people download from the internet, just let that go. Don't worry about it. At one time, we had people trying to back up screensavers and all this crap, and it's just not worth it. All right. See about this one, if it's going to come up. We'll see where we're at here. And we'll see where we get to here. I don't know how slow this thing's running, actually, but the podcast is all right. I know we're watching that go by here pretty steadily, so... The next thing we're talking about here is Barracuda Backup, and you can find Barracuda at barracuda.com. Now, Barracuda Backup is an excellent solution. It works. One of those, again, you set it, kind of forget it, because it does notify you when something's wrong. This morning, we got a notification that says one of our cloud-based services is no longer talking to our Barracuda Backup server. Now, the way Barracuda works is you have two different backup servers, all right? There is one cloud-based server somewhere, and I don't know where these are, and I always make the joke that these could be in somebody's garage for all I know, but I'm sure Barracuda is a big company, and that's not true. The other backup server is in another location. Well, our primary backup server is talking, and it's working, so we know our stuff is going out to the cloud. It's going out to that storage. But the backup... or the secondary server is no longer communicating. So I called the company that's dealing with that, and they are working on it. What they're thinking is there was a firmware update on either our server that has to be done or on their end that is not allowing those servers to communicate anymore, and so the backups are not going. Now, here's the cool thing. We had a Barracuda backup server go one day. It died. It's a hard drive, folks. It's a NAS-based server. Something can go wrong with it. That's just life. So we had to send it in, and they actually sent us a replacement. No big deal. I put it back in the rack, and I called the company. I said, okay, now I got to set all my stuff back up, all my preferences, all my settings. And the guy says, no, you don't do any of that. What you need to do is we actually hooked the network back into it. We gave it the same IP address as the old one had, the internal address. And wouldn't you know, he said that this thing will rebuild itself from your online storage. That's the beauty of it. When you're restoring software or restoring files when you're on your network, you're going to be dealing with local storage. So you just pull it right off that backup server, and it's local. It's very fast. If I'm in Africa, or if I'm in Taiwan or Jamaica, all I need is an internet connection, and I can restore somebody's files from the online folders. So the online folders, you say restore to original location, and it goes right back to their server drive. It's really, really amazing for the cost. Right now we have, let me think if I got this right, I think we have 100 gigabytes is what we're running. I think it's 100 gigabytes, maybe it's 200, but we pay $54 a month. Now you do have the outlay of the original server, so you do, and it says purchase here, but I know they don't have any pricing online. So you do have to lay out the money for the actual server itself that goes in your rack. But once you buy that and put it into your rack, then you set it up and you're just paying that monthly storage cost, which is very inexpensive to have the Barracuda. And I bought this originally. This was from a company called BitLeap. I don't know if anybody's ever remembered BitLeap. It was a little company in Pennsylvania that started, and they wrote the backup solution. What's nice is, it backs up all the way down two revisions. Now, what I mean by that is, if we have somebody change a word in a sentence, it will go and it will back up that word to that actual document. It doesn't do the whole revised document like a lot of them do. So, and it doesn't really even do an incremental backup. It's just looking for the changes in documents or new documents. It'll back that up, but changes in document. It is so cool. And I came home one time when I first started using them. I told my wife, I said, we need to get some money together and we need to buy this company. I was actually going to talk to these guys and say, look, at least let me put some money into the company and give them some cash flow to say, we need to, because it's an amazing product. Then next thing I know, I got an email about a month after that and said, hey, Barracuda is buying us. They are still working for the company. They're still working for Barracuda now. They kind of got consumed into Barracuda. They gave them a ton of money for their product, and it's still working very well. Customer support is great because you call and you get a person, and it's really, really nice to talk to that person and say, you know, what's going on, everything, and they help you out. They do what's called a tunnel. They'll tunnel right back into your system. They'll look at it, and they'll make sure everything's working right, and they'll figure out the bugs, and they'll get that straightened out for you. So anyway, that's about my whole spiel on backups, and I hope this is going to help you make a better backup solution be able to make a good, firm decision about backup. Remember, once again, to stop by my website, tipsfromtheserverroom.com. And if you're going to buy anything from Amazon, use the Amazon link. That's what's going to help the show out. I don't traditionally ask for donations and stuff. I mean, so many websites are doing that today. But I don't want to do that. I mean, if you just want to help me out by using my Amazon link, I'm fine with that. Not a problem whatsoever. And once again, like I said, folks, if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully this video is going to work out okay. I see it lagging behind me here as I'm switching cameras and screens and seeing all that. So if the video worked out, you will see this video on YouTube. It's going to be up on there. But if nothing else, catch it live on Justin TV. It's justin.tv/JacksTechCorner. And I'm going to be here every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. It looks like we ran the show about a half hour. Not too long. I don't want to drag them out forever. And keep up on the website, tipsfromtheserverroom.com, because if you go there and look at it every now and then, you're going to see pictures about stuff I talk about. And I think it just makes it really easy to comprehend it. And we may even put some videos together to put on there. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but I didn't want a website. You know, so many podcasters have a website with just their player on there. And honestly, I download all my podcasts through iTunes. I set them up in iTunes. I subscribe to them. Or I just subscribe on my favorite podcatcher to the iTunes feed, and I just pull those down. So I know that's what you're going to do out there too. But the website, I wanted to add the bonus of the pictures and stuff in there, some stuff that you can go take a peek at and see and what's going on there. So other than that, if you want to catch me tomorrow night on Wednesday nights, I do a show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's a relaxed show. It's just a show where you can come in and ask questions. I play music to fill the gaps and talk about photography, technology, and anything else that really pulls your fancy that you'd want to talk about. So again, everybody, thank you so much for joining me here on Tips from the Server Room, and hopefully you stay with me and stay subscribed and spread the word out there if you know other systems admins, and call that number. Call some questions in or give me some comments or let me hear what you're doing out there. It's 724-701-0911 or Skype me at Jack's Tech Corner. Love to have your voicemails or your emails, whichever you want to send in. Email me at jackstechcorner@gmail.com. Okay, folks, thank you so much for joining me here, and I will see you next week for another Tips from the Server Room. Take care and have a great work week and good night. You just listened to Tips from the Server Room with your host, Jack. If you have any questions, please drop me a comment at tipsfromtheserverroom.com. Thanks again for tuning in and downloading the shows. Now sit back, relax, and listen to the remainder of the music. We'll see you next week on Tips from the Server Room. So long.